Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Today on Dish Nation, is Taylor Swift becoming a man? Well, sorta. It's for her new video, and you'll have to see it to believe it. Dion Cole claps back at trolls who claimed his velvet bell-bottom suit was gay.
Did Mark Wahlberg's dancing skills get him curved by his own daughter? And is Pete Davidson trying to have his Saturday nights free? We'll talk about the rumors he's leaving SNL.
Plus, does A$AP Rocky believe his Swedish arrest made him more popular with old people? We dish in studio with JoJo Gibbs, star of the new BET series 20s.
Heidi, Frank, and Chewy will join us to dish in a bit. So don't move, this is Dish Nation! Yay!
Check it out. Taylor Swift just dropped the video for her song, The Man, and it's her debut as a director as well. But that's not the best part. Taylor transformed into a man for the video, okay? With the beard and everything, y'all. And the video shows her, I mean him, in a bunch of scenarios. Take a look. And they would toast to me, let the players play. I'd be just like Leo in Saint-Tropez. I'm so sick of running as fast as I can.
Pretty well done.
I'm not mad at it. She looks like a man.
She does. She looks good.
I wouldn't know that was Taylor Swift.
Neither would I.
Like Tyler Swift.
Okay. See,
okay. But when you have money, that's a good looking man. Now, you know, honey, a regular person, honey, just like a drag queen trying to look like a woman. If she ain't got no cute cards and a good makeup artist, you ain't looking like no woman. She look like a man.
For her first time as a director, you gotta say this is pretty creative.
It
and
is.
She spared no expense. She even had The Rock do the voice of the man at the end of the video.
I love she did.
Yeah.
My baby daddy.
He in there.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm gonna do it if I was a woman.
No, you tried it already.
It
didn't work. We could tell it was
the budget
you.
Woman, huh? No money.
Yeah, the budget.
The woman would have gave it all away. Okay, so the NAACP Image Awards were held over the weekend, and Dion Cole won an award for his role on Black-ish, but that's not what people talk about. Now, for the awards show, he rocked a velvet suit by Gucci with bell-bottom pants. Now, Dion has received a lot of hate online. People was calling him gay and other derogatory things. So he addressed the backlash in a couple of Instagram videos, and here's a portion of what he said.
If everybody know me, you know I'm from Chicago. I'm a disco head. That's what I do. We from Chicago. We listen to house, we listen to disco. So why was it so far-fetched for me to pay homage to an era that I love through Gucci wearing a suit, a bell-bottom suit?
Where, like, you know, Dion felt very attacked. Yeah. And it's not like he was wearing, like, assless chaps. It was bell-bottom pants.
But, you know, being honest, y'all know, honey, the African-American community always the ones to attack.
Yeah.
Because somebody else wore, what's his name?
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles wore a suit. Nobody white said nothing to him. But when a black person wears something like that, you know, we attack each other.
But Dion Cole is like a man's man. Like, people just don't expect for him to wear this type of thing. But what's wrong with
his personality, I guess, doesn't look like the bell-bottom suit.
Dion is it because he's a comedian?
That too.
So they would laugh if Ricky Smiley wore bell-bottoms.
Girl, please. Hell yeah. He'd be looking like the Planters Peanut Man, honey. Well, all right, y'all, honey. It's time to check in with L.A., honey. Chewy, what you got?
Thanks, Atlanta.
Yeah.
Tammy Mack is here.
Hi,
what's up?
Tammy.
She's back. Dishing with us.
Hey.
doing?
I'm good.
We love when you're here.
Yeah, man. All right.
You take us to the next level.
She does. Mm-hmm. It's good vibes all around.
Well, let's take it, baby.
All right. Well, Mark Wahlberg was on the Ellen Show yesterday, and he talked about taking his daughter to a daughter-father dance, mm-hmm. and it not quite going as they expected, or he expected. Mm-hmm. Check this video out, y'all. All right, funny.
I need to talk about this, because this is just the most hilarious thing. You know, everybody has kids, and no matter how cool, you know, you think that your daughter would be so thrilled that you know, their dad is Mark Wahlberg, and they go to a father-daughter dance, and she wouldn't dance with you?
I didn't get one dance. And I told her, I said we were going to do the whole big circle, and I was going to go off, and, like, she said, Dad, if you embarrass me, I will never talk to you again.
But she wouldn't dance with you. That's crazy.
Not one
has
dance.
She seen Marky Mark and the Funky... Has she seen... Has she seen you?
She has, and she said, if I ever see that again, I won't talk to you. That's how it goes.
I mean, yeah, it's like no matter who your dad is, you're like, ew, well, you're not Mark Wahlberg to me. You're just my stupid daddy.
You're just dad. Oh, my God.
That's a just... take the kids to Wahlburgers? Like, no.
No, that's the, like, dad.
Donnie works. Oh, Uncle Donnie's there. I don't want to go there.
He works there.
Daughter dancing, right? But my dad definitely embarrassed me a lot. He would always make me perform in front of people. Oh. So I would be like, hey, do that rap you got. And then I'm sitting there, well, since you ask, I won't deny it. Do that thing you did at school in your theater class. And I'm like, you can't win, Rocky! Now do that poem by Maya Angelou. A rock, a river, a tree.
It's getting late. I gotta go.
But you know what brings me to tears every time? I'm kind of a soft touch anyway, but what gets me every time is when I see a little... Ah,
you're gonna cry.
No, when I see a little girl standing on top of her dad's feet, and he's doing the thing, and he's holding her, and her little legs are moving on top. Yeah.
That
it's probably because I didn't
me.
Have yeah. that.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You had that at your wedding, the first dance, when your wife was standing on your feet.
She's very petite.
Tiny girl.
Well, yeah, I will stand on Mark Wahlberg's feet and dance with him any given Sunday.
Here we go. Tammy's ready.
All right. Well, you know, with relationships, sometimes you know it's right, and hopefully you know when it's not right, when it's really, really wrong, and that's how Paris Hilton felt with her ex-fiancé, Chris Zilka, in the April issue of Cosmo UK. She explains why she broke up with the actor. Now, this is what Paris Hilton said. It was the best decision I've ever made in my life. I just don't think he was the right person, and I feel like I'm an incredible woman, and I deserve someone so amazing. I've worked way too hard to just give my life to someone. They have to be perfect.
Shouldn't that be every woman's motto?
That should be every woman's. Yeah, don't
why are you
marry.
Settling?
Don't marry somebody who's not right for you.
Do we think Paris Hilton's worked hard?
Oh, no.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I mean, I know she is a singer.
Have you seen her
actress
sex
actress and DJ.
Have you seen her
a
sex
night
day?
In Paris.
She didn't work that hard.
She didn't work that hard. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, a girl like me would have to work hard on that. Yeah. I'd be in there, be like, they'd be like, that girl, not that great, but she worked hard.
No.
We know her from doing work in entertainment. She had that show, Simple Life.
Yes.
With Nicole Richie.
She never
hold on, what was the title?
Simple Life.
Okay. Well. That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. You win, Tammy. Hey, she worked that's hard as Kim Kardashian's tired. Boss for a little bit. That was about
oh,
it.
Oh, that's right.
She discovered Kim Kardashian, basically.
Well, didn't Ray J kind of discover Kim Kardashian?
No, because Kim started was running that circle with Paris Hilton in the beginning.
Kim was her assistant. Kim was her assistant.
You're an assistant to Paris Hilton. What is that day like?
You're not doing nothing.
It's the simple life.
Yeah, that part.
All right, Jim, we love watching you on Foxhole TV. What do you got coming up, and how can people watch it?
Oh, my goodness. You can watch it at foxhole.tv, or you can download the app. It's just simply Foxhole. Or you can go to Google Play, Fire TV, Apple TV. We are over the world,
baby. You really have no excuse to miss this show.
No excuse. Heck, yeah. And this week, I'm going gospel on y'all. I have some chart-topping artists. So first of all, Dietrich Haddon, and secondly, Molly Music.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's going to be fantastic. We're going to be hooping and a-hollin', y'all.
I feel the spirit of the Lord.
Did you feel it?
Yeah. I feel the spirit of the Lord.
So make sure you're tuning in to the Tammy Mac Late Show on Fox Soul.
Absolutely. All right, well, it turns out that Pete Davidson may be looking for something else to do on Saturday night, so we're going to have all those details after the break.
Dish Nation.
They say don't go to sleep mad, but I say never go to sleep on an uncomfortable mattress. I mean, sleep is important. The quality of your sleep affects the quality of your daily life. And if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you've got to try Purple Mattress. Now, how is Purple different from other mattresses? Well, the Purple Mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses a one-of-a-kind Purple Grid. Now, the Purple Grid feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool, and it ends up giving you the zero-gravity like feel, so it works for any sleeping position. See, you're gonna get a 100-night risk-free trial, and if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund, backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns when ordered from purple.com. And right now, my viewers will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress, and that's in addition to all the great deals that they're offering site-wide. Text DISH to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DISH to 84888. That's DISH to 84888. Message and data rates may apply.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like Pete Davidson might be leaving SNL.
No.
Yeah, he's got a problem with the people there. He might be saying goodbye. He recently sat down for an interview for Live Your Truth. Live your truth.
He took his tooth out again.
An honest conversation with Charlamagne Tha Guy. And Pete explained the reason he wants to leave SNL is because he's the butt of everyone's joke.
Oh, that sucks.
They're mean. Take a look.
Like, I personally think I should be done with that show because they make fun of me on it. Like,
what's the point? It's a comedy sketch show.
No, but like, I get it. But like, I'm like cold open, like political punchlines. Like I'm like Weekend Update jokes. Like gotcha. Not like hot, not like, when I'm not there. Like they'll be like, but Pete's a f***ing jerk face. And you're whose side are you on? You know, it's like a weird, I have a weird feeling in that building where I don't know whose team they're playing for, really.
This sounds like Dave Chappelle. Remember when Dave Chappelle left the Chappelle Show and then he went on Oprah and was like, I no longer felt like people were laughing at the jokes. I felt like they were laughing at me.
Mm-hmm. Pete Davidson is making a mistake. Yes, you are the butt of the jokes, but he's starting to believe his own BS. That's when you fail miserably. You get, Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale, and now you think that because you dated out of your league a couple times, that you're ready to go out there and do it on your own.
And then Quinn McDowell, McDowell's daughter,
you're exactly where you need to be and understand that. That house you live in, that apartment in New York, is the house that the butt of the jokes built.
Yeah.
I mean, you understand that. You're the butt of my jokes.
That's
Heidi can attribute everything in her life, financially, to being the butt of my jokes.
All right, moving on. It seems that A$AP Rocky is trying to find a positive side about his arrest last year in Sweden. During a recent interview for WSJ Magazine, which he's actually on the cover of, he joked, despite the seriousness of his arrest, he was concerned about people not really knowing who he was before his arrest, but now they know who he is. And he said, and I quote, all these old folks know who A$AP Rocky is now. It's hilarious. Old folks be like, that A$AP Rocky kid ain't too bad.
No, there you know, your grandma's still going,
who was ASAP? Or a dollar sign. What's his name, darling?
But more people wanted to see what was up with A$AP after his incident. Like, he performed at our music festival, the Real Street Fest. That was his first concert, from being released from prison, and everybody was there. Like, people wanted to see what A$AP was
all
about.
Does being in prison ever hurt anybody?
No, never.
I think it's a positive if you're a rapper or a performer because it gives you that cred. That gives you that, like, that cosign. Oh, he was locked up. He's about that life. So you can come out and sell all kinds of albums.
He was in jail in Sweden. He's about one life.
Which I think is just a big IKEA. Bars on the windows. Yeah. Well, it's deal time. So, Atlanta, what you got?
Thanks, Heidi. All right, y'all. You know what time it is.
It's deal time.
Tired of people talking while you're watching your favorite TV show or movie? Then tune them out with these wireless TV headphones and enjoy the TV as loud as you want without disturbing others. Now, these headphones help block out surrounding sounds, has volume control, a rechargeable battery that lasts up to 10 hours, and no Bluetooth wiring or Wi-Fi pairing is required with these bad boys.
Ooh, and I love how soft and cushioned the ear pads are, Head Crack. Tell me more.
Well, Brad, if you like that softness on the ear pads, then you're going to love the adjustable fit headband. And guess what? The headphones can wirelessly transmit up to to 100 feet without interference. Plus, you can pair multiple headphones to one TV.
Now, I need to know the price, honey, so I can get me a pair.
Well, the Sharper Image Own Zone wireless TV headphones for private listening usually has been seen as high as $60. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$25. Oh, 25.
Yep. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, honey, we sit down with the lovely JoJo Gibbs, honey, to discuss the new BET show, 20. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Yo, welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Yo, now we got a super dope in-studio guest today with us. She's the star of Lena Waithe's new BET series, 20s. Everybody give it up for Jonika JoJo Gibbs.
Thank you guys for having me.
Now, Jonika, I can imagine that this is a very exciting time in your life. You have a new series that's popping on BET. You got the amazing Lena Waithe behind it. How does it feel?
It's the biggest blessing ever. It's super incredible. I'm just trying to soak every moment in and really just live in it. And Lena is incredible, creating lanes and creating opportunities for people that look like her and are of the same demographic. And I'm just excited for people to check out the show.
And I was going to say, you almost resemble her, too. So I was like, are y'all related, honey?
Oh, no. I didn't even know Lena until I got casted for the show. Yep.
Okay, now tell us about the show and your character, Hattie, and what can the viewers expect to see? Lena has said that this character is based on her life, right?
Hattie is loosely based off Lena, and it follows her story as, you know, in her mid-20s, moving to L.A., trying to pursue a career as a screenwriter. She is queer. She's super fly. She's a hot mess in a lot of regards, you know, trying to get her life together.
Now, where she get that name? I don't know. You probably don't know Hattie. What made her call
Hattie? I have no clue. I don't know Hattie.
You don't meet new Hatties.
I think Lena has a love of, you know, old school things. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so Hattie is like an old school type of name.
So now I heard our cousin Chewy here from Dish Nation. I heard he made a cameo appearance on the show.
I love Chewy. Chewy is so dope. Yeah. His energy is so amazing.
Yes,
he killed it. Yeah, we had a scene together. I won't tell too much about the scene, but basically, it was super funny. We got to improv a little bit. Him and I went back and forth. The chemistry was there, and he made it super easy.
That's awesome. What's up. Okay, now I know everybody in here except me, of course, darling, was a little buck wild in their 20s. So what's the craziest thing that you've done while you were in your 20s? You in your 20s, right?
I am not. I'm on the cusp.
Okay, but you were
I went abroad in my 20s right after college, and I did quite a few things abroad that I wouldn't have done here in the States.
Anything that could have got you locked up abroad?
Plenty of things.
We probably should talk about those things right now.
So, JoJo, we're going to play a game called Crazy 20s. Now, I'm going to list a couple crazy things we did in our 20s here at Dish Nation, and you have to pair the host with the crazy action, okay?
Okay.
All right, so steal a parent's car out of the driveway. Who did that?
Brad. No.
You're wrong.
No.
It was Gary that did that.
Gary did that.
Yeah, I was trying to get to somebody's house. So I would push the car out the driveway.
Oh.
And then we started up.
Okay, so they couldn't hear it.
Gary trying to get to the trade.
Out of everybody on Dish Nation, who do you think had sex at a theme park?
Oh, wow. Let's see.
Gary.
I'm a Christian. I'm trying to get Jesus Christ, honey.
You're absolutely wrong. Now, unfortunately, that would be me.
That was you.
Yo, Wet and Wild used to be this, like, crazy water park.
Oh, not at the pool.
Yeah.
I hope they put chlorine in that thing.
Okay. Not kill them tadpoles. So, all right, JoJo. So tell everyone, honey, when and where they could catch your show, honey.
Yes, 20s is going to be on BET. March 4th at 10 p.m. on Wednesdays. Make sure y'all check it out.
Yo, you heard it right here. Make sure you tune in for the season premiere of 20s. And one more time, give it up for JoJo Gibbs.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Woo. All right, y'all, keep it locked right here because we have more Dish Nation coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Party.
Well, now we've all done some pretty crazy things when we were younger, right?
Yeah.
Except for Frank. He still does crazy things. Well, this is an interesting story. Back in 1965, Celeste Sweeney of Maryland and her sister took a trip to Germany. Right. And Celeste stole a beer stein from a brewery there. And now 55 years later, she's decided to return it. The brewery shared the story saying they were thrilled about the return. Now, Celeste enclosed a note saying, "I took this beer stein from your establishment when I was young, reckless, and inconsiderate.
and she's sorry that she didn't get it back sooner. The company has since sent Celeste a new Stein that she can keep with a clear conscience.
Hey. Question from the black delegation.
Go ahead.
Brown delegation.
Brown delegation.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell is a Stein?
Oh, it's like a...
It's like a ceramic mug.
It's a mug.
It's like a big mug.
Oh, it's a mug. I think the real reason why we're laughing is because she did not give this Stein back because she was guilty or she felt something. According to your story, Heidi, they were downsizing and she had to get rid of stuff.
That's
so it was
right.
almost like she was, you know, she would have took it to
it
Goodwill
just,
anyway.
It was just clutter. It was like, what are we doing with this?
What am I doing with this?
I don't drink coffee out of it. I don't even drink beer. What are we doing with this? Get rid of it.
Bye.
Now, see, we're all laughing about this lady. Is it because she's an old white lady? Because oh, she look at her. She sent it back. But if it was somebody else.
If it was me, I'd be doing life in prison right
in,
now.
In a German prison.
I
would definitely be eating making Swedish Doc meatballs in a German prison.
Yes, making Doc Martens and wearing Lederhosen.
Yeah. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.